Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is returning to Ukraine today after a surprise visit to Washington, D.C. It was his first international trip since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Last night, a visibly emotional Zelensky gave a rousing speech to a joint session of Congress.
We defeated Russia in the battle for minds of the world. Ukrainians gained this victory, and it gives us courage, which inspires the entire world.
In practical terms, what did this trip deliver for Ukraine? Bill Taylor is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine and is now vice president of the U.S. Institute of Peace. Ambassador Taylor, welcome.
Scott, thank you. It's great to be here.
What specifically did President Zelensky come for, and what do you think he got?
He came for a couple reasons, Scott. One was to thank the United States, thank Americans, thank the Congress, thank President Biden for all the support that the United States has given to Ukraine to enable it to defend itself against this Russian invasion. President Zelensky was very clear. Over and over, he expressed the gratitude, not just his. He expressed it on behalf of all Ukrainians. He was very clear that all Ukrainians know about this and appreciate the assistance, the significant assistance. And he acknowledges that the United States is the leading provider of assistance, the leading ally, leading supporter of Ukraine in this fight against the Russians. So his first mission was to thank the United States for all this support. Number two, he hopes it will continue. He says the war is not over. There could be a turning point next year, he says, but he needs the support of the international community, the Europeans, the East Asians, but in particular the United States. That we've been in the lead, and he came to encourage us to continue that leadership. And so that was there. And then the third thing I would say, Scott, was to address concerns that he has heard that there might be some people that question this support. So in addition to encouraging, he wanted to address, he wanted to say, look, we are winning this war on the ground. The Russians are pounding our civilian infrastructure, and they want us to concede. They want us to surrender. They want us to give up. The Russians want the Ukrainians just to stop fighting because they're cold and they're wet and they're hungry and they're in the dark. And and President Zelensky wanted to make it clear, we're not giving up.
And he I'm glad you mentioned that, because let's take a listen to Zelensky talking about this American help for Ukraine.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
So I guess on the question of U.S. military aid, and the U.S. announced it would send the Patriot missile defense system to help Ukraine defend against air attacks. At a certain point, are these valid questions, whether military funding should continue, whether at a certain point it should wind down?
I don't think, well, yeah, it should wind down when Ukraine wins. Until Ukraine wins, beats the Russians, pushes the Russians out of their country, until then, we should support them. And the international community should support them. The Europeans should support them. The Japanese. We should all support Ukraine because, as President Zelensky just said, they are fighting for values that we hold and for our own security. European security, international security. So they are fighting for us. And so, no, I think there is there's not a time until the Ukrainians win that we should reduce our support.
Yeah. Now, on the battlefield, it is winter, it's cold. Both sides are digging into their positions in Ukraine. Zelensky last night said Ukraine would not give up territory. But in reality, is there a potential diplomatic way out of this?
There is a diplomatic way out of this. It doesn't include Ukrainians giving up territory. Why would the Ukrainians give up territory to the Russians that invaded for no reason, Scott. There's no justification for the Russians' invasion. Why would the Ukrainians give up territory for that? But there is a possibility for a negotiated solution, and it requires the Russians to pull out of the country, pull their soldiers out of the country, and then there are conversations to be had with the Russians about security concerns that they may have. They've said that they're concerned about NATO putting nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Well, we can talk about that. We'd be glad to commit not to put nuclear weapons in Ukraine if the Russians will agree not to put nuclear weapons in the European part of Russia. So there's a conversation to be had. There's negotiations to be had on that, but they don't include territory.
That is Ambassador William Taylor, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, now Vice President at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Bill, thanks for the time.
You bet.
Well, let's stay with President Zelensky's visit to Washington, D.C., because there's been news on this front. The Senate just passed the nearly $1.7 trillion government funding bill, and in that bill, the funding for Ukraine that President Zelensky was asking for last night. The Senate passed the bill within the last half hour with a bipartisan vote, 68 to 29. NPR politics reporter Jimena Bustillo was at the White House when Zelensky arrived yesterday. We're going to get to that, but Jimena, first, thoughts on the Senate vote.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, this is the first step to passing the larger spending bill that the U.S. government needs in order to stay functioning. So this is a bill that does all sorts of things, but it does include about $45 billion in aid to Ukraine. This bill passed the Senate, as you mentioned, with a bipartisan vote. And next it goes to the House, and it's expected that the House is going to take it up later this afternoon. Now, ahead of Zelensky's speech, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement addressing the urgency of the vote on this bill. Also generally, right, we need to keep the government funding ahead of a looming shutdown deadline tomorrow. Now, it's important to remember and note that at least for this package, aid to Ukraine has not been amongst the biggest sticking points in delaying the progress this week to get that bill all the way through the finish line and to the president's desk. Now, the new Congress that comes in January, that might be a little bit different. Starting in January, the 118th Congress takes over, and that includes the House flipping to Republican control and a slate of new lawmakers entering the conversation. Some key Republicans have been vocal about not wanting to continue funding Ukraine or even slowing the aid at least. So it's likely that any money will continue to require even more negotiations than it did this Congress. And at some points, that was really heated.
Yeah. Well, this is the last vote of the year for Congress. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the voices being raised questioning the funding. But first, go back. Take us through yesterday. We know Presidents Biden and Zelensky met privately. Zelensky reportedly gave Biden a cross of military merit. He said it came from a soldier in battle. Biden gave Zelensky a command coin. Then they had their press conference. What happened there?
The two presidents really took that time as an opportunity to focus on their allyship and unity against Russia's actions in Ukraine. Here's President Biden in opening remarks.
American people are prepared to have us stand up to bullies, stand up for freedom. That's who we are as Americans. And that's exactly what we've done.
President Biden has been a strong ally of Zelensky since the very start of the war in February of this year. And in meeting with other presidents like French President Emmanuel Macron and Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso, who have also come to visit Washington, Biden has made it a point to thank them for also having a stance against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The goal of Zelensky's visit, as we also just heard, was in part to thank Americans and the president for his continued support, both diplomatically and through the funding of security and humanitarian aid passed by Congress.
Okay, let's talk about some more of that aid, because, yes, it's expected to pass now that funding in the House this afternoon. But last night, cameras showed Republican House members Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert staying seated during ovations. There has been debate about this. Tell us more about, you know, the case Zelensky made.
So Republican leaders, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's poised to take over the House in January, have warned that they don't want to write what they call a blank check to Ukraine in the new year. But Zelensky said that he's not concerned about the lack of bipartisan support. And during the press conference, he even went as far as to say that he believed that there was continued bipartisan support in the House and the Senate to help his country.
Okay, and just briefly, we only have a few seconds left. Let's hear from Zelensky making the case to lawmakers last night.
Each of you, ladies and gentlemen, can assist in the implementation to ensure that America's leadership remains bicameral and bipartisan.
And last thoughts, Jimena.
Yeah, so that's definitely what he wants. But whether or not that will happen, it really remains to be seen as negotiations continue in the new year.
That's right. NPR politics reporter Jimena Bustillo helping us follow this breaking news. Thank you.
Thank you.